Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
I'm Tiffany.
And, of course, today it's the second day that we've been so lucky to be joined with our wonderful, hairy co-host, O'Bear. Say hi, O'Bear. Hi, everybody. That's right. O'Bear, as you probably know, is the mascot of T. What is the T short for? Turn around, O'Bear. Show us your back. It's for Taiwan. There you go. So O'Bear is joining us to talk about, of course, Taiwan, mascots for traveling and having holidays, and also the real bear, because these are real bears,
aren't they? That's right. They're a part of our, we call them national animals. So they're animals that represent this country.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So let's read more about the article. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Getting to know Taiwan with O'Bear. When O'Bear was little, his grandfather told him stories about Taiwan. O'Bear learned about all the great places and yummy food in Taiwan. When he grew up, he decided to see Taiwan for himself. Every corner of Taiwan has something touching, he thought. O'Bear put his photos on Facebook. Soon, he had many fans. The people at Taiwan's Tourism Bureau wanted to find O'Bear. They wanted to give him a special job. That's because he knows all about Taiwan's beauty. Finally, they made him director of the Super Task Force. Now he promotes Taiwan. O'Bear travels all over Taiwan and helps people enjoy the country. Little, little. Angie is too little to stay at home by herself. Angie is too little to stay at home by herself. Yummy, yummy. Thank you for cooking this yummy dinner. Thank you for cooking this yummy dinner. Soon, soon. Dad called and said he'll be back soon. Dad called and said he'll be back soon. Job, job. Amy doesn't like her boss, so she wants to find a new job. Amy doesn't like her boss, so she wants to find a new job.
All right, so let's begin the article by reading a little bit about O'Bear's life story. That's right, we're going to get to know where he came from and how he grew up. The article begins, it says, when O'Bear was little, his grandfather told him stories about Taiwan. Wow, what a good grandfather O'Bear had. That's fantastic. It says, when he was little, well, of course, you can see O'Bear is quite big, right? He's a big bear right now. So when he was little is just another way of saying when he was young, when he was a child, okay? When you were little, you probably stayed home with your mom or then you started to go to school. And then when you're big, maybe you're in senior high school or something like that. So if you're little, that's just another way of saying when I was a kid, when I was a child, all right? For example, we could say Angie is too little to stay at home by herself. Angie is too little to stay at home by herself. Of course, that doesn't mean Angie is 35 years old but very short. That's not what we mean by little in this sentence. We mean Angie is a young girl. She's only 6 or 7, so she has to be with her mom or dad when she stays home. Not like O'Bear.
He's a big bear.
He's a big bear. So when he was little, remember, his grandfather told him cool stories about Taiwan.
That's right.
Awesome. Okay.
All right, so next in the article it says, Obear learned about all the great places and yummy food in Taiwan. So not only did his grandfather tell him stories about Taiwan, but he also passed down all these great places to visit and a lot of yummy food to eat. When we talk about something yummy, Y-U-M-M-Y, it means it tastes very good. Okay, so, for example, what do you find really yummy?
Oh, some of my most favorite yummy food in Taiwan is stinky tofu, chodofu.
Ah.
It's so yummy. When I eat it, I'm happy, my mouth is happy, my brain is happy, and when I'm finished, I probably want to eat more because it's yummy.
Right. A lot of people actually are afraid of that, but then some people love it. It's very, very yummy. It tastes really good. For example, we can also take a look at our sample sentence. It says, thank you for cooking this yummy dinner. Thank you for cooking this yummy dinner. So this dinner tasted very nice to this person.
That's right. Another word that you might have heard that's similar, delicious. D-E-L-I-C-I-O-U-S. Delicious or yummy food is food that you want to eat because it tastes good. It's yummy. Back in the article, it says, when he grew up, he, Obear, decided to see Taiwan for himself. So remember, when he was little, his grandfather told him stories. When he got bigger, or when he grew up, when he became a manly bear and not a little baby boy bear, he decided to see Taiwan for himself. That means he decided to go and travel by himself and not just listen to the stories from his grandfather. He wanted to go out there and see it with his own two eyes.
Right.
Good for you.
Usually when you do that, you get a more personal experience as well. And this is what Obear learned. He said, every corner of Taiwan has something touching, he thought. Okay, when something is touching, it means it's a feeling that you get. It's a really warm feeling. We can also describe it as something very heartwarming. So during his travels, he saw something in maybe a village, a city that he thought was a really kind of heartwarming feeling. He felt very happy and warm about it.
That's right. If something touches you, or if it's touching, it hits you right in your feelings, right in your heart. Not the heart that's in your chest that moves blood around your body, but in your feelings, okay? So if a good friend buys you a really nice gift or writes you a really nice poem or something for your birthday, they didn't have to do it. They did it because they care about you, and so you will feel touched, or that will be touching. That's nice.
That's right.
Back in the article it says, Obear put his photos, you know, he's got his camera there, he's taking lots of pictures, lots of photos. He put his photos on Facebook. Obear's on Facebook. Cool. And soon he had many fans. Yes, like lots of people when they go on holiday. He put his photos on the internet, on Facebook, and then soon he had lots of fans. Now, if something happens soon, that means it happens quickly. Not very much time passes before it happens, okay? So if you're really tired, you want to go to bed soon. You don't want to stay up for two more, three more hours. You want to go to bed in 10 or 15 minutes, in a very short amount of time, or soon. For example, Dad called and he said he'll be back soon. Dad called and said he'll be back soon, maybe in 5 or 10 minutes, not in hours or days.
That's right. So next me article says, the people at Taiwan's Tourism Bureau wanted to find Obear.
Where's Obear?
He became so famous, and he became a really popular person on Facebook that the Taiwan's Tourism Bureau decided, this is a great chance to contact Obear and to use Obear to, I think, raise more awareness about things in Taiwan and what you can do.
That's right. Here's a bear traveling around his home country, putting beautiful photos on the internet. And of course, all of Obear's pictures were getting thousands and thousands of likes. Many people saw them on the internet, thought they were great pictures. They really liked them. They were very popular. So the Taiwan Tourism Bureau said, find that Obear. We have to do something with him. Mm-hmm. The article tells us what they wanted to do. They wanted to give him a special job.
Ah.
Wow, Obear, that's cool. You got a special job from the government, like James Bond
CIA
or something like that. Now, a job is work that you do, okay? Generally, for a job, you get paid money to go to a company or go somewhere and do work. This is what most people think of as a job. But when we talk about a job like Obear's job, maybe it's a special task or an assignment. Your mom, for example, might give you a job at home. You probably won't get paid, but she might say, hey, we're having a party tonight. Your job is to clean the living room. So that's your task. That is your thing to do, and people are relying on you. If you don't do it, there could be trouble because it's work that is being given to you. It's your job. For example, Amy doesn't like her boss, so she wants to find a new job. Amy doesn't like her boss, so she wants to find a new job. Now, of course, this job, this is her work, the thing that she does for money every day. So she's going to change jobs to find a new one.
Have you been anywhere inside of Taiwan that you thought was really interesting?
Oh my gosh, there are so many places to go inside. Taroko Gorge, Tailuga is one of the most beautiful places. All of my friends and family who come to Taiwan, we always go there. And I think one of my other favorite places, Ludao, Green Island. Oh, it's so beautiful out there. And not many people. It can be really great.
You know what? Can you take me next time?
Absolutely.
I'm sad to say that I haven't been there before.
Oh, you gotta go.
So
it's
maybe
so nice.
You, me, Ober?
Sure. Sounds like a plan.
Together.
We can ride motorcycles all around Green Island. That'll be fun.
Right. All right. So the article then continues to say that's because he knows all about Taiwan's beauty.
Oh, so this is why he got the special job.
Yeah.
Ah.
He is the go-to guy if you want to know more about Taiwan and where you want to visit.
That's right.
He's the guy to ask.
Okay, so he did that job for the Taiwan Tourism Bureau. He was showing people all the best places to visit. And then the article says, finally, they made him director of the Super Task Force. Wow, Ober, that's fantastic. He was the director or the leader, like the boss of the Super Task Force. Okay, a task force is like a team of workers whose job it is to do one thing really special, maybe a little bit difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You don't make a task force if it's an easy thing to do. You do it if it's difficult, and you always get your best people, like Ober, to go and do that job so it works. That's why it was a super task force.
Mm.
So, being the director of the super task force, well, what does Ober do now?
Well, the article says now he promotes Taiwan.
Oh,
okay, so when you promote something, it means you're trying to support it and you want to let other people know more about it. So, it can be you can promote something for a product, like a soft drink, or you can even promote something like a good cause or even something like Taiwan. Because what Ober does is he uses his popularity to have other people support him or to let other people learn more about Taiwan.
Wow, that's so cool. And of course, to do that, Ober has to get out into the world where people don't know about Taiwan. So he travels all over Taiwan and helps people enjoy the country. And he also invites people from other countries to come and visit our beautiful island. What an important job you have, Ober. Good for you.
So will we meet a panda bear in the future?
Maybe? I'm not sure. Maybe Ober can get together with them. We hope so. Anyways, we're going to be back after this very, very short break. So we, including Ober, will be back very soon. So this summer, if you're traveling around Taiwan during your school holidays or with your family, keep your eyes out for Ober. He will probably pop up in many places you wouldn't expect. And if you see him, be sure to say hi.
Yes. And we will go traveling together soon?
Yes, we will. Absolutely. Maybe you'll see all of us on the road. We certainly hope Ober will take us to some of his favorite places in our beautiful island of Taiwan. So we'll see you back here very soon, or maybe we'll see you out there traveling through the beautiful landscape of Taiwan. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
You're not like a regular mom, you're a cool mom.
You're not like a regular mom, You're a cool mom.
Hey guys, it's Albie again. 没错，母亲节的肉麻特辑又来了。天哪，我一辈子对妈妈的甜言蜜语真都讲完了。还有啊，没错，真的还有。那这次呢，麻烦你先搭着你妈妈的肩，深情地望着她，再对她说，听好咯。You're not like a regular mom. You are a cool mom. 你不是个普通的妈妈，你是个特别酷的妈妈。哇哇哇，什么跟什么啊，妈妈心情都要飞上天了吧。没想到我在儿女的心中如此的特别，是不是？这啊又让我联想到有一些爱情片的剧情常常会有以下的片段，我演给你们看哦。这时候啊，女生会先问 Why do you like me? 男的就会说 Oh, because you're special. You're not a regular girl. 然后就Oh my god, 好了没啊，上次那个呕吐盖拜托再给我拿来，我还没有吐够。欸，不过说实在的，女生好像蛮爱听这种话的哦。我想妈妈应该也不例外啦。好啦，回归正题，今天句子里的 like 又跟之前教大家 Facebook 上面的赞是不一样的哦。这边呢指的是像什么什么一样，例如You look like your mom. 你长得像你妈妈。那回到句子里提到的 regular 指的就是普通的、一般的意思哦。或者是大家也可以用 ordinary, O-R-D-I-N-A-R-Y, 这也是普通啊、平凡的意思哦。那紧接着后面说到的 You're a cool mom. 各位对 cool 这个字一定不陌生吧，超酷的，对不对？而且这个字真的超常用到的哦。像我啊就最喜欢说 Hey, that's so cool. Wow, that's really cool. 我真的每次感到惊艳的时候都一定要 cool 一下。好啦，欢乐的时光总是过得特别快，我们赶紧把握最后一点时间来练习一次今天的小聚会吧。You're not like a regular mom. You're a cool mom. Yay! 最后就跟大家用一个最酷的方式道别吧。Adios!
You're not like a regular mom. You're a cool mom.
You're not like a regular mom. You're a cool mom.
猜猜看 ，a pair of scissors 加上 a couple of scissors 等于几把剪刀？
什么时候用 a pair 呢？就是当两个一样的东西做成一双啦，或者是一对什么什么东西。像是我们来看一下，一条裤子是不是有两个长得一样的裤管呢？所以它的英文就是 a pair of pants， 或者是像是我喜欢戴的一副耳环，就是叫做 a pair of earrings。还有眼镜，有没有看到有两个一样的镜片？所以呢，一副眼镜就是 a pair of glasses。还有美劳课常常会用到的剪刀哦，我们发现，哎，它是有两个刀片所形成一把剪刀，所以英文一把剪刀就是 a pair of scissors。可是呢，当我们用 a couple of 这个片语呢，就是来表示两个什么东西， two of the same things。 比方像是两天就是 a couple of days， 两位朋友就是 a couple of friends。 所以呢，只要这样记就对了，成双成对的东西我们都会用 a pair of， 表示一对什么啦，一副什么。可是 a couple of 只是指两样什么东西，并不是由两个小配备组成的物品哦。Also, do not use pair to talk about a husband and wife or two people in a similar relationship. Use the word couple. For example, 如果要说、啊、他们两个小两口真是太配了，英文就要说 They make such a nice couple. 其中的 couple 千万不能用 pair 代换哦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
A pair of 就是一对啦，一副什么什么。所以呢 ，a pair of scissors 就是一把剪刀，而 a couple of 就是两个什么。因此呢，一把剪刀 a pair of scissors 加 a couple of scissors 两把剪刀，当然等于 three pairs of scissors。你们猜对了吗
？Getting to know Taiwan with O Bear。 When Obear was little, his grandfather told him stories about Taiwan. Obear learned about all the great places and yummy food in Taiwan. When he grew up, he decided to see Taiwan for himself. Every corner of Taiwan has something touching, he thought. Obear put his photos on Facebook. Soon he had many fans. The people at Taiwan's tourism bureau wanted to find Obear. They wanted to give him a special job. That's because he knows all about Taiwan's beauty. Finally, they made him director of the Super Task Force. Now he promotes Taiwan. Obear travels all over Taiwan and helps people enjoy the country. Little, little. Angie is too little to stay at home by herself. Angie is too little to stay at home by herself. Yummy, yummy. Thank you for cooking this yummy dinner. Thank you for cooking this yummy dinner.Soon, soon. Dad called and said he'll be back soon. Dad called and said he'll be back soon. Job, job. Amy doesn't like her boss, so she wants to find a new job. Amy doesn't like her boss, so she wants to find a new job.